Hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Good morning, Lucky Girls. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy to have you guys here. I am very, very excited for this episode. We just got out of our It Girl itinerary series. I've been feeling on top of the world. I have been feeling like an It Girl, and I wanted to start this brand new episode with the best vibes. I just want to come into this episode with just the immaculate vibes, knowing that you guys are that girl, knowing that we are the best community on social media. I'm so happy to have you here. I'm so happy to be here to talk to you. Before we get very deep into the episode, let's go ahead and get our social medias out of the way. If you want to follow the podcast Instagram, stay up to date on everything podcast, our weekly recaps, what the podcast episodes are going to be about before, you know, I tell you guys everything there. Everything podcast related will be on the Lucky Girl podcast Instagram. So that's going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That's going to be LucyGirlPod. Lucky Girl Pod. If you want to follow my personal Instagram, stay update on everything that I do, everything in the Lucky Girl's life, it is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. That is LexiGPrieto. And I am very, very excited for this upcoming month of October and even going into November, because it is now officially my favorite season. It is fall, which means my outfits get better and I feel more confident and my Instagram thrives. I also have a YouTube channel as well as a TikTok and a Pinterest. They're all the exact same handle, Lexi G Prieto. But if you don't want to have to search it up, I do have a Beacons link in my Instagram bio. So follow me on Instagram, click the link in my bio, and it'll send you to all of my other forms of social media. I'm very, very excited. Like I said, I have a lot of very exciting things coming up for the end of this year. I have been tremendously working on myself. I have been working on my mind, body, and soul in order to prepare myself for the end of the year and the beginning of next year, because we have so many things planned and in store that is I can't talk about right now, but I'm so excited for you guys to see and you guys to be able to experience with me, because it's just so cool. And it's actually insane to think that this is my life and this is just the reality of what I'm living, and it makes me very, very, very proud. And part of the reason I feel like I have been in my It Girl era, the best era that I have been in a very long time, the most confident I have been in a very long time, the healthiest, the happiest, is because of solitude, which is what this episode is about. This episode is about entering your season of solitude, which is perfectly aligned with fall. You know, as the leaves change, as, you know, it grows colder, it is just the perfect time to take time for yourself, reconnect, and come back better than ever. I love the end of the year. This is genuinely one of my favorite experiences, is being able to experience fall. And I live in Southern California, so fall is a little different here. It's not ever super duper cold, but I love fall, and I'm so excited to get fully into this episode. With this season of solitude coming up and me giving you, you know, my experiences with experiencing solitude, as well as our tips and our steps to entering the season of solitude in order for you to come back better and stronger and wiser. As we get into this, I want to remind you that you are the best part of your life, and you are going to have you for the rest of your life. So when you nurture and you nourish and you become prideful about who you are and you start making yourself a priority, I promise you, your life will get so much brighter. But what it takes to begin that, to start feeling like an It Girl, to start, you know, walking with confidence and creating your dream life, it starts with this season of solitude, of, you know, stepping away from everything, looking deep inside yourself, and beginning to create a version of yourself that you are proud of and that you love. So before we get fully into this episode, let's go ahead and get our Lucky Girl segments out of the way. If you're new to the podcast, once again, hi, my name is Lexi. I'm 22 years old. I live in California, and I am the guru for all things lucky girl and creating your dream life. I created this podcast a little over a year ago now. I created it to help you as well as help me create our dream lives by manifesting and by mindset. So we do these weekly recaps and these lucky girl segments just so you guys can feel a little bit closer to me, because I love podcasts, and I say this all the time. I love podcasts that feel so personable, that you feel like you are sitting with your best friend talking like in a car. And I love feeling like that, and I absolutely want you guys to feel like that with me. I want you guys to feel like you already know me, so when there comes a time that we have a lucky girl meetup, or you know, we do a Pilates class or whatever it is that we end up doing, which I do very much want to do a meetup and, you know, experience that with you guys. But when we do finally meet each other in person, you'll feel like you already know me. And I'm very, very excited to create this community with you guys. And we've grown so much, and I'm so proud. But that is why we do the Lucky Girl segments, so that we can connect and so that you guys can kind of get a look into my life. So the first Lucky Girl segment we do is the weekly recap. I took a week off of the podcast after we did the It Girl Itinerary series. And that series was so much fun to make. I literally was having the best time, like, writing stuff down and, you know, forming the outline for those episodes. It was so much fun. I had so much fun. And it definitely did brighten my day, and it definitely made me have a brighter outlook on who I am, what I want in life, and it just kind of rekindled this fire in me, this lucky girl flame. So I wanted to take a week off to keep feeding that flame, to actually have an outline that's really, really strong and something that I'm excited to talk about. And that's what this episode is. Within these past couple months, I feel as though I have kind of shrunken back into my season of solitude. And a little bit backstory of me: I moved out from Florida when I was 18 years old. My birthday's in March. I graduated high school May of 2020, and then I moved from Florida to California in September of 2020. So it was all within 6 months of me turning 18. I moved out by myself. My family still all lives on the East Coast. I moved out here with no support system. I knew nobody here, and I was determined to create my dream life. I was determined to find whatever it was that I was looking for. And, you know, at the time I wasn't quite sure what it was. I knew that whatever I wanted to do, I wanted to be creative. I knew that where I lived at in Florida, it wasn't where I was meant to be. And I knew that. So I booked the plane ticket. I moved out to California, and I've now successfully been living here for 4 years, and I've been successfully creating my dream life for 2 years of that. And it is very, very exciting. So within that, when I had first moved out here, I went from being the youngest of five, always having somebody in the house. My dad, a single dad, as well as my stepmom, you know, they're always in the house, or one of my siblings were. So I always had somebody to talk to, you know, and somebody to joke around with and have fun and, like, have a support system, tell about my day. I went from having that for 17, 18 years to moving to California to having nobody. I didn't have a single friend. I knew nobody here. I moved out on my own, and it was just such a shock to me to realize that I knew nothing about myself. This was the biggest shock to me. And after I had moved out here and I had realized that, I decided that I wanted to start figuring that out. So that is where this season of solitude kind of comes from, is the beginning of my journey living in California. I was in the biggest season of solitude. And as I kind of started finding my chosen family and friends and, you know, experiencing things with people, I had realized that the only way that I can connect with people truly and have a chosen family is by first connecting with myself and knowing myself. So these past couple weeks, I feel like I've been kind of falling back into that, which I think is very healthy, and I'm very, very proud of myself for, because I am also the type of person that when I have a friend or when I have a best friend, I want to do everything with them. You know, like, I, you know, it's, life is so much more fun when you have people to experience things with. So once I, like, have a best friend, I am just like, yeah, let's go. Like grocery shopping, let's go together. Running errands, let's go together. And it's like, I really don't ever take time for myself once I'm either in a relationship or I am in like a very committed friendship. So this past year, more than a year, this past 2 years, honestly, I have had best friends that I did everything with. And this is really the first time that I have kind of taken a step away from my friends. And, you know, I still connect with them. I still love hanging out with them. But I prioritize spending time with myself more than I do with other people in this season of my life, because I know I have so much more to do. I know I have so much more to grow from. And as much as I love spending time with people and I love hanging out with my friends, I also just wanted to lock in and just absolutely stay focused on my goal. And it's not to say that like I don't still have fun and I don't go out with my friends. We'll go out, but I always make sure that I have everything done first. I'm prioritizing myself. So within this week, this past 2 weeks, last time I talked to you guys, I have been really, really focusing on myself. I have been focusing on my mental health. I've been journaling and reading more, and it's so much fun. I've been reading, we've talked about this before, but I'm still reading the memoir, Everything I Know About Love by Dolly Alderton. I'm getting towards the end of it, and it's such a funny memoir. She is so witty and creative, and the way she writes is actually like astonishing. She's so funny. I love her. I'm having a great time with that book, and I've also been journaling a lot more. I'm at the end of my journal, which I started. That journal was gifted to me by my aunt, whom I love so much. It was gifted to me, I think, September of last year. So we are like, I think I have like 20 pages left of the journal, and then I have to get a new one. So it's just very, very exciting. I love, my favorite thing about journaling is to look back on who I was last year and have like those words like written and like my deep thoughts all there, so I can really figure out who I was this year compared to who I was last year and how different and how much I've grown. And I can tell you with absolute certainty, I have grown so much. And I think the most beautiful feeling in the world is knowing that this version of me, who I love and I adore, would not fit into that version last year. And that just means I've grown so much. And, you know, I don't fit into that space anymore. I'm a better person. I've grown, and I'm so, so happy. So that's what I've been doing. I've been really focusing on myself. I've been journaling. I've been reading. I've been doing self-care. You know, I love a good self-care night, face masks. I've been eating healthy, healthy-ish, not gonna lie. Sometimes I get very barred down with all my work and I'm like, okay, let's go get something to eat out, which is completely fine and completely normal. And it's part of having a balanced lifestyle, but I've been absolutely obsessed with ramen. I found out, I don't know if this is a nationwide thing, but if you live in SoCal and you've ever heard of Slurpin' Ramen, it is my favorite thing in the entire world. And I had found out after a year of living in my new house, I have found out that there was a Slurpin' Ramen like 7 minutes away from me, and they close at midnight. So anytime I am hungry and I want ramen, I will go there. And it has been so good. I've been so happy to just be eating ramen. So, and their garlic edamame, but I digress, guys. I've also been starting a new fitness regime, I guess you can call it. I started running again. And if you know me, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. When I had first started my fitness journey, it was about 3 years ago. I had just moved out to California and I knew nothing about fitness. I've never been an athletic person. I have been, you know, a dancer, kind of. Like, I danced in high school and I've always like loved cheerleading and stuff like that. I was always very much like a cardio athlete, I guess. I don't know, even know how to word it, to be honest with you. But I've never been an athlete. I've never done a sport. Oh, just kidding. I did volleyball when I was in eighth grade and I was absolutely terrible. But I sucked at anything when it came to athleticism. So when I moved out here, I was determined to start my fitness journey. I was determined to better my body and just live a happier lifestyle. And I knew fitness was a big part of that. So how I had started working out was on the treadmill. I would go to the gym and I would run as much as I could, and then I would walk. And, you know, when I had first started out, I could run maybe for 30 seconds and then I was winded, out of breath. I had to walk for the rest. And, you know, that was 3 years ago. I progressed greatly, and I started really loving running. Does that make sense? I started to really love running, and it had been such a safe space for me and an outlet for me to just connect with my thoughts. And it was almost a meditation practice for me. And then at the end of last year, I went through the biggest transformation, I would say, in my adult life. I felt like my world was falling apart, and it shifted, and, you know, the ground broke open and I became a different version of myself. But within those 3 months of like October, November, December, I would say I was so, so sad, and I was, so much had changed, and I kind of lost that love for fitness or working out or whatever. And for those 3 months, I didn't go to the gym once. I didn't work out once. Like I would, prior to that, in that year, I would go on morning walks every single day, and I loved my morning walks. They were so meditative and they made me feel so good. And then I went through that cosmic transformation and I really stopped taking care of myself because I was so confused, and, you know, I didn't know who I was anymore. And it was just a very, very like hard transformative time for me within those last 3 months of last year. And then it was this year, it was in January, when I had realized that the only person hurting from this is me. The only person that is being affected by not choosing myself and not being committed to living a healthy, happy lifestyle is me. Nobody else cares. And I care. And, you know, there's a statistic, and I'm going to try to get this right, that working out, you know, even if it's walking outside, whatever, is 2.5 times more effective than medication for anxiety and depression. And I'm going to fact check that because I heard it from another podcast, but that feels so true to me because I do recognize whenever I am not moving my body, whenever I'm not living the healthiest, balanced lifestyle that I can live, I do notice my anxiety being greater, as well as my depression. And I'm very vulnerable about that. I talk about it a lot on the podcast that I struggle with both of those things, anxiety more than depression. But I do recognize how much bigger the shift is when I'm not working out and when I'm not even working out, but just moving my body in a mindful way. And I do always feel as though working out is very meditative to me. Especially with running, it gives me time to think about things. And what I normally think about is my future and my goals and what I want to work on and, you know, where I'm at right now in life and where I want to be. That's for the most part what I think about when I am meditating or working out. So once I had figured out that statistic, I had realized how important it was for me to start working out again. So last month I had started my new fitness regime. In the beginning, I wanted to start incorporating weights because a couple years ago I started lifting weights. I started strength training and it felt good and my body transformed and it felt amazing. But it's not my favorite thing to do in the world. I kind of drag my feet about it. I don't really enjoy it that much. So I decided instead of strength training and, you know, it might, you know, move my body and like, you know, help me be toned faster, but it's not something that I love and I enjoy doing. So instead of that, I decided to get back into running, and I have, oh my gosh, guys, it has been so much fun. I have absolutely had the best time running. I am hitting new goals and I am, you know, surpassing these milestones that I didn't even know that I had like goals for. But I'm very, very, very proud of myself, and it's so much fun and I'm having the best time. I've been going on runs every single morning and it has just been feeling so good. So that's really what I've been doing this week for myself. I also dyed my hair, guys. I don't know if I've told you this in the podcast yet. I dyed my hair back to black. So I have dark hair again and it's so fun, and I've been feeling so confident and so on top of the world. and it's just been feeling so, so great. But now that we have this very long weekly recap out of the way, 20 minutes is crazy. Let's go ahead and speed run our lucky girl obsessions and our what has made me feel lucky this week, so we can finally get into the meat of this episode, the parts that you are all waiting for. The lucky girl obsession that I have for this week, I have two. The first one is terrible for my bank account, amazing for me and for you guys, because you guys are seeing my content. I have been online shopping like no other. It has been so bad, guys. Like, actually, somebody take my phone away. Actually, truly, somebody take my phone away. Because why? On at work, I have a 15 minute break in the beginning of my shift. Why in those 15 minutes did I spend $500? Why? At work is crazy. Online shopping. It was because I bought a new camera, which I'm very excited about, once again, for me and for you guys, because you guys are the ones that are consuming my content. But why am I spending $500 on my 15-minute lunch break? You guys, this is crazy. This is so crazy. And then I've been buying new clothes, especially for fall. I love the outfit I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing a long sleeve, off the shoulder, black top with some very, very cute pearl details. And then my PacSun jeans and some new heels. And I'm very excited. I love glamming just to record the podcast that literally nobody sees that I record in my bedroom. But I've been having so much fun online shopping. And then my second obsession is self-care. As we were talking about in the weekly recap, I have been obsessed with sheet masks, which I feel like I'm so late to the trend. I used to never do face masks, especially I would never do sheet masks because I'm like, oh, it's not really doing anything. And then I fell in love with these, they're called Loops sheet masks, and they're at Target, they're at Ulta, and they're like, I'm not gonna lie, they're kind of expensive. They're like $6 per sheet mask, but they have changed my skin so much. And there's a couple different ones you can do. You can do an overnight one. There's one that's called like Clean Slate, which is like a detoxifying one. The ones that I'm really, really obsessed with is the weekly reset ones. And I do it every week. And it has like niacinamide and hyaluronic acid and vitamin C to just refresh your skin. And I've noticed such a difference since I started using it. And I have been absolutely deeply obsessed, and I have not missed a week since I became obsessed with it. And then the last lucky girl segment before we get into this episode is what has made me feel lucky this week. And I decided to be very generic and very basic and say fall. I am so obsessed with fall. I have felt so lucky. I love being able to wake up and it not be scorching hot in California, because we know I get heat rage like no other. But now that we have our lucky girl segments out of the way, it is finally time to get into this episode. I'm so excited to share this with you. This is episode 49, Season of Solitude, Entering Your Lonely Era and Finding Yourself. Okay, guys, I wanted to start this out with a quote from one of my favorite poets. Her name's Emily Dickinson. She is a classic poet. You have most likely seen her poetry somewhere. She was born around, I want to say the 1800s, 1900s. I actually might be completely lying to you and I have no idea. But I love her poetry. Her poetry is so beautiful. And she had wrote this quote in a letter to a friend. And she had said, "I am out with lanterns looking for myself." And I just thought that that was the most beautiful thing that I have ever heard in my entire life. I am out with lanterns looking for myself. And that is what I wanted to start this episode out with, because I think when we think about solitude and when we think about entering your lonely era, you think that it's going to be terrible. You think that it's going to be bad. You think that it's going to be lonely, you know? And I want to remind you that just because you're alone doesn't mean you have to be lonely. And I was kind of playing with entering your lonely era. I kind of was making a joke out of it, because we are not going to be sad when we enter our season of solitude. We are doing this for ourselves. We are doing this to become the greatest version of ourselves. And in order to become the greatest version of yourself, you have to first learn who you are. So I have a couple steps that I wanted to share with you guys for this episode of how to enter your season of solitude and use it to your advantage. You know, if you feel as though you are having trouble with connections lately, which also, not to be an astrological bitch, but we are having retrograde after retrograde as well as eclipses. So a lot of communication and a lot of like connections are kind of being tested right now. So if you're feeling that too, welcome to the party, because so am I. But I've been told so often about how much people admire my sense of self and independent nature, you know, and I can safely say that it was worked for and not natural. You know, there's a lot of things. Possibly one of the first things that people recognize about me, or maybe not one of the first, but one of the first things that people tell me is, you're so independent, or like, you have such a strong sense of self. And when I had first moved to the new department that I work at now within my job, people were saying that to me. They're like, oh, you are so independent. Like, something that I look up to you is how independent you are. And for me, the little girl inside me always gets really, really giddy when people say that, you know, because it is something I have genuinely had to work for, especially not just being independent, because I do think I've kind of been independent a lot of my life, but my sense of self and especially my sense of self-worth is incredibly new when you put it into the span of my life. It is only a couple years old, because I have spent most of my life being detrimentally insecure and, you know, looking for outer world validation in everything that I do. And it is the first time these past 2 or 3 years when I started my self-help journey, it is the first time that I actually have not like looked for validation in the outer world, and I've looked inwards and I had found my self-worth and I found my confidence. And it's so bizarrely insane when you recognize, when you do all the self-work inside, you heal your mind, you heal your soul, that you realize how much your body transforms too. And truly, it is the most insane thing. I feel like nothing has really changed with me, yet I feel so much more beautiful. I feel so different, and people comment on it. And it's like, I look back to pictures of maybe a couple years ago, which obviously, like, I have changed, I've grown, and within being in my early 20s, you're going to transform a lot, and you know, your features are going to change and your body's going to change. But I've recognized so much more love in my eyes, and I see so much more confidence in the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I, you know, act, everything. And it is because of the self-work that I've done on the inside. So 3 years ago, I took a look at myself and I realized all that I was, what was what people told me. I had realized that everything that I thought I loved about myself was from someone telling me that they loved that about me. So I used to be so insecure about my eyes, which is such a random thing to be insecure about, but I used to hate the shape of my eyes. I used to hate, you know, I kind of always grew up with like a little bit of a lazy eye, and I was so insecure about that. And then one day, one of my coworkers, she was like, your eyes are maybe the prettiest eyes I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, is she joking right now? Like, is this actually a joke? Because this has been the biggest insecurity of mine for so long. And I told her that. I was like, that's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me, because this has been something that I've carried with me on my shoulders as a burden, and I've been incredibly insecure about. And she was like, I have no idea why you would be insecure. This is your eyes are beautiful. And 3 years ago, I would have taken that and I would have not even thought that it was true, because I was so insecure that I would have been like, oh, like whatever, like she's lying. It's a dig, like whatever. So 3 years ago, I realized that all I was these insecurities, and all I was these things that, you know, I thought was true about myself. And once I realized that 3 years ago, I began to reevaluate all that I believed I was. So I sat with myself. I remember doing this. It was in my old home. I sat with myself and I thought, who am I truly? Because I am more than what the world says I am. I am more than what my insecurities say I am. I am more than, you know, what my trauma is. You know, I am more than that. What am I? Who am I truly? And we have a very, very good episode that I made earlier in this year. I think it's called, it's episode 36, I believe. It's Creating Dream You or one of those. I get my episodes mixed up, but we talk about creating the foundation of you, creating the pillars of who you are in order to grow and build a firm foundation. And I had asked you in that episode to write out adjectives that you believe yourself to be. And, you know, for me, big ones for me are I'm passionate, I'm kind, I'm strong, I'm intelligent. And with these words circulating in my brain, I think back to 3 years ago when I believed none of that, when I didn't think any of that was true. And I really worked on myself and I really wrote down who I felt I was. And then I started becoming that person and I started, you know, nurturing that more. So the step one that I have for you in order to enter your season of solitude and use it to the best of your ability to find yourself and create this version of yourself that you absolutely adore, that's easy, that comes like breathing, that's not going to be something you have to work for. The first step is question who you believe to be. Ask yourself if you believe that you are you because of what other people have told you, or you believe you are you because you've looked inside yourself, you've taken the time to think of your actions and the way in which you live life, and you think whether that's true or not. Really take the time, really sit with yourself. And journaling is a great way to do this. Write things down, write what you feel as though are your adjectives that you truly believe that you are. Take your time. And after this, after those 3 years and I had really started working on myself, when I started fresh, I began to seek out things that made me most happy, you know, whether it be activities or jobs or people, you know, I began to seek out things that really, really helped me grow in life. And when it comes to jobs and people especially, I had said goodbye to so much that was no longer serving me. So much that, you know, might have been aesthetically cool and like having those friends might have been fun and, you know, they like to party or go out or whatever, which I've never been a party girl. But I felt cooler and I felt not even more confident, but I felt like I could hide my insecurities more if I was around people who were confident and didn't care. And it was almost like herd mentality that like I could just kind of hide in the background because everyone would be staring at them anyways because they're the ones that are confident and I could be a background character. So once I had started finding myself and I had realized that there's so much I have to offer this world, there's so much that I'm proud of that I truly, truly believe in. After I'd realized that, I had started being more outspoken about it. I started to, you know, act the way that I've always wanted to act, but I was insecure about. I let my insecurities die out and I started becoming more confident and more proud of myself and, you know, speaking about the things I'm proud of, you know, talking about, especially the biggest thing for me, and I think a lot of you can probably relate to this, is whenever you're starting to work on something and, you know, maybe it hasn't even really taken off yet, like nothing has happened, you can be a little embarrassed about it. And that's how it was with the podcast and my creating content in general. I remember the first 6 months of me creating content and having the podcast, I didn't tell a soul in my life because I was like, I don't have a lot of people yet. Like they're going to see it and they're gonna be like, oh, this sucks. Like whatever. I was so insecure. I was so scared. And then when I started telling people about it is when I had begun to transform the way I thought about it, because people would come back from listening to the podcast and be like, you are changing my life. Like, I love this podcast, which I've talked about that before, that whole experience that I had with one of my friends. But after I'd found that out and I realized that my insecurities were holding me back from so much, that is when my life began to change. And that is when the season of solitude really began to take shape. And I began to use this solitude as a stepping stone and something better. So my step two is find out what feeds you. I want you to take the time to decipher between energy givers and energy takers. If you feel as though the job you're at now, you hate, it is draining you, the people you have in your life are draining you, not making you feel like the best version of yourself, or the activities that you are doing don't make you proud of yourself, start transforming those, start changing those. And obviously some are going to take a lot more power and energy than others. Like changing your job is obviously such a big thing. It is going to take so long, but I promise you, and I say this with my entire heart and soul, once you begin to change yourself for the better, it'll all be worth it. And you'll realize, wait, I am the happiest I have ever, ever been, because I had a job previously that I thought that I was the hottest bitch to have. I was like, this is so cool that I have this job. Like people are going to be so amazed that I have this job. I hated that job. I was absolutely miserable. Miserable. The only thing I had going for me because of that job was the like street credit that I had the job. Like, it wasn't even, I hated the job. I wasn't having fun. Why should I care if people think I'm cool for having that job or not? So when I had quit, it was the biggest stepping stone. I was so proud of myself. And, you know, I did something really, really scary. I quit without having another job lined up. I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I put in my 2 weeks. I quit. And that was the beginning domino to where I'm at now in life, which is so insane. Because after I'd quit that job, I didn't have a job for like a month. I was looking anywhere and everywhere. I applied to the company I work at now. I got an interview a couple weeks after that, and then I started working there. And now I've been working with this company for 2.5 years. And obviously, this is not like where I want to be in life. It's not my forever job. But this company has led me to find these people that I adore in life. And more than just adore, there's also, I found people that altered me and transformed me and changed me in so many ways. And, you know, some of it was good, some of it was bad, and some of it was very hard to work through. But every single person that I had met that had altered me was because of this job that I have now and because of the company that I have now. And I had actually moved to Orange County because of this job, and it really transformed my life. And I started the podcast because I met this girl, her name's Nancy. She was a really old friend of mine. I met this girl from another job that I had when I moved out to Orange County. When I was working two jobs, I had met her, and she had told me that like I was capable of having the podcast, and she talked me up, and she was my best friend, and she made me feel so big, and she made me feel like I absolutely could do anything in this world. And if I hadn't of quit that job, I would have never moved to Orange County. I would have never got the other job. I would have never met Nancy, and I would have never started the podcast. So it was just the biggest domino effect of the step that I took was like, I don't care if the world or people around me are going to think I'm less cool for not having this job, because I choose myself. And that was the biggest stepping stone. So after I chose that, I decided to really fully commit to choosing what feeds me and the energy givers and the things I love. I started my fitness journey again, and I started choosing people in my life that make me feel good, and who cares of what other people think. And honestly, it has helped me so, so, so much. And that season of solitude begun to transform into every single person that I had in my life brought value to the table in some way. You know, these people that I had that I had called my friends, my best friends, when they were my best friends, they brought value into my life because they made me feel as though I was capable of it. And when they had left my life, whether it be a messy breakup or it was just platonic goodbyes, when people have left my life, I have transformed and become a better version of myself. And I am absolutely grateful for every single person that I have met since that beginning domino effect. They have transformed me and changed me so, so, so much. So I want you to take the time to find out what feeds you. And, you know, don't be scared of the way that things might end. Don't be scared of having to say goodbye to things, because I promise you, if you take that first step, if you have that domino, it will continue to grow and become better. And I'm just so, so proud of that aspect of my life. And I guarantee you, when you do the same thing, when you say goodbye to the things that hurt you or don't feed you or don't make you feel good or take your energy away, when you say goodbye to them, you open up space for things that do make you feel good, that are energy givers, that make you feel on top of the world. And that moves us into the last step. You know, within this 3-year journey that I've had, I've lost and found myself so many times. It is actually insane how many times that I have felt lost, and then I've been like, oh, like I found myself. I know who I am now. And then I lose myself again, and then I find myself again. But how I always, always, always find my way back was by blocking out the world and spending time alone. This is such a big thing to me. When I had realized that every single time that I felt lost or I felt like I didn't know who I was, it was because I was being contingent on other people or outer world validation. And when I had realized this, it was like a light bulb clicked in my brain. And the way you say goodbye to outer world validation is by taking time alone and being within yourself, being alone. Me and my sister actually are very, very similar in this. My sister Gracie, who has been on the podcast, I'd called her and it was kind of loud and I was like, "Where are you?" And she was like, "Oh, I'm at lunch." I was like, "Oh, are you at lunch with friends? Like, I'll call you back later." She's like, "No, I'm by myself." And that is just so, so, so funny because I'm the exact same way. I take myself out to lunch all the time. You guys know if you guys are on the YouTube channel, I am always by myself. But you realize how much more you learn about yourself, how much more you grow when you take yourself out and you start to date yourself and love yourself and take time for yourself. And it really makes you feel so much better and so much brighter. So the very last step to this, using this solitude to your advantage and letting it make you grow, is to interview yourself. So for this, I need you to get out a pen and paper and I want you to start interviewing yourself. You know, these questions that they normally ask in interviews. Okay, so tell me about yourself. Who are you? I want you to write those down. Who are you? What are your goals in life? What is your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Those typical interview questions. Because at the end of the day, the easiest person to know nothing about is yourself. And that sounds so silly and so random, but especially in the world we live in today, it is so easy to just distract yourself and never really learn who you are, never learn what your stances are, live life as if you're just coasting. And I guarantee you, the second you take your time to realize that who you are and what you believe in and how you form your thoughts and, you know, your unconscious biases, everything. Once you start to actually realize what those are, you can work on the things you don't like and you can nurture and, you know, cherish the things you love. And with that being said, that is the end of this episode. I wanted to end out with a couple things that I wanted to say as well. It's truly letting go of companionship if it makes you feel more alone is the biggest takeaway of the season of solitude. Because for me, and I have said this so much, I say it in my real life, I say it on the podcast, I would rather be alone than be around somebody who makes me feel alone, if that makes sense. I also want to say that getting comfortable with being alone is such a healthy thing, and getting comfortable with who you are and falling in love with all of you is the biggest thing for entering your season of solitude. To end out this, I want to tell you that every single part of you is something that you should cherish. The things you want to work on, the things that you absolutely adore, you know, every part of you is something that you should cherish and you should be proud of. So I want you to sit with yourself and enter this season of solitude and be by yourself and learn the things you love and use them to your advantage and just become the best version of yourself. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and listening to the podcast. I want to remind you to leave a 5-star rate and review on whatever streaming platform you are on. It helps so much. I also want you guys to share the podcast with your friends, create the Lucky Girl community even bigger and brighter. This is a little spoiler alert. If you got to the end of this episode right now, in this very moment, I am creating merch. So I'm very excited for you guys. So if you guys listen to the end, now you guys know, surprise. I'm not sure when it's going to be out, but we can create the Lucky Girl Club together. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I will see you next Sunday for a brand new episode of the Lucky Girl Podcast. Have the best week of your life. And remember to always, always, always stay lucky.